when I was 90, and he just turned 105. And he helped me write one of my books. He's been the inspiration for several of my books. And today I'm going to talk about one of his secrets for a long and meaningful and joyful life. So if you're not in the talk for the long and meaningful joyful life, I think the other talk is next door about tax insurance. That's starting at 2. But we are going to get into the joy of long life. Now, I'm going to give you one secret very quickly. This is sort of a freebie. So he ate white Wonder Bread with cheese cheddar slices on a regular basis. Now, 4 out of 5 doctors do not recommend this diet, but then again, he's the one living to 105. So take that for what you will. That's just my little dietary advice there. I am not a dietitian, nor an attorney, so you can't sue me for improper dietary advice. Welcome.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
Speaking of dietary advice, another 4 out of 5 doctors, I'm not going to tell you what they think, but these are cookies we brought from Holland. I brought from Holland. Are we allowed to eat in here? Can we make crumbs? These are our windmill. They are the best. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Would anybody like one?
I'm familiar with bread.
Yeah. In Dutch, they're called speculaas. The translation for that, I don't know. I think it means yummy cookies. But they're gingerbread. You're welcome to take a piece, a crumb, a side, a whole one. Share alike. Would you like some? They're coming your way. And if you ever run out, don't tell my mom I said this, but she has more.
I
think she's in 164.
Thank you.
You're welcome. She's no way. She's taking the whole one there.
For sure.
Good. Welcome. Enjoy. Would you like one?
No, thank you.
Okay. You guys have had enough here up front. Okay. So, I've given away the first secret, the white bread and fake cheddar cheese. So if that's good enough, we can just all go home. But for a little bit more, I'm going to have to go to my pens. Biggest marker I've ever seen. Okay.
I want to make sure I leave my phone in here.
You did.
I don't want that ringing. Thank you so much.
Welcome. I'm going to cut to the chase of his secret for a long and joyful and meaningful life. Because it's simple, but not necessarily easy. So, have you ever heard of Click and Clack, the Tappert brothers? They had a radio show for many years, and it was about automotive repair. And you might think, who would listen to a show about automotive repair? But the show was so incredibly popular, basically because the two guys talked about life in general, but they used auto repair to get there. So in one of their shows, they explained how to replace a car engine. And it was down to 2 steps. And this is an example of simple, but not necessarily easy. So step number 1, remove the old engine. You can probably guess step number two. Step number two is replace with new engine. There you go. Simple, but not easy. And I actually think a lot of our answers today are simple, but not necessarily easy. We know what to do. We even know maybe why to do it, but we don't do it. There we go. You've been there, done that. So that's why I'm going to give away the answer, the big secret here, to what I feel Tony's long life at the end. But then what the advantage I'm going to give today is that I'm going to show some steps to get there. Okay? So, here we go. Create. Today, we consume. We take in. We watch. We listen. We listen to radio. We watch movies. We have conversations. We take in so much. And especially, younger generations are just glued to the consumerism on their phones or on screens of some kind. Whether it's television or movie or an iPad or a phone, we're just taking in, taking in, taking in. Now, I feel that Tony let it back out. He created. So Tony was a true artist. He worked at the Los Angeles Public Library for decades. In fact, he created posters sometimes like this, back here, for the library, for the publicity of the library. But then when he retired, you know, 40 years ago, he still created every single day. Whether it was writing a poem, whether it was drawing, whether it was painting or sculpting, he sculpted in metals, in bronzes, in woods, with little chisels and implements I don't know how to use. But for example, he told me once he saw there was a tree trunk, and he saw in the tree trunk, he saw a bird, an eagle. And he said, I need to set that eagle free. So he saw what was inside, what the rest of us would look at and see a tree trunk and say, gee, there is a piece of wood. And yet, from what he could see within that, he created something from nothing. And that to me is, again, the simple but not necessarily easy answer. And I don't mean the answer, but an answer, one possible answer. I'm definitely not preaching here that this is the answer. To each his own, to everyone has their own path and their own methods, and this is one of them, and I saw on a regular basis how this worked for Tony. So he created. Now, many people, I like to think I'm creative, yet I'm going to show you some of the steps I use to be creative. I think a lot of it has to do with determination and production more necessarily than you think, oh, I have such a creative mind. That's okay, we're going to take care of that. And the beauty of this is that we don't need much of anything other than maybe a pen and a little paper. So, we're going to do a quick exercise, and then I'm going to come back. I'm going to hand out a tiny little piece of paper to all of you, and we are going to do one little exercise, okay? Leah, could you help me?
Yeah. Okay.
And a pen. We might have a
Does
slight
anyone have
pen,
a pen
shortage.
I didn't think
if you could share, I'm going to give one piece of paper.
I'll
give
one. anyone has a pen,
you do. We'll see how we do on the pens.
You may.
Okay,
let me know.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm gonna try you anyway. We'll see. You do the first exercise.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna give you one pen, and maybe we're sharing. Let's see how we're doing on the pen.
I can run in the office.
Pen situation.
Thank you.
We got the paper.
Oh, we got it over here.
I'm going to give one pen for... Do you have any pens back? Any pens back there?
Let me put that. Go. Oh, here. I'm going
to
go get some more.
Here's another pen. We have to do one more. You mean I think share with two of them. Okay. She's going to gather up a few more pens if we need them. I know you probably don't have a hard surface to write on, but we'll get over it. We can work with that. So the exercise I want us to do is to take either side of the paper and write something. Not the word something, sorry. You can draw a little picture. And I'm trying not to lead you to tell you what to write. So I don't want to give examples. I just want you to put down, it could be a couple words, it could be a word, it could be a drawing, it could be a thought, it could be lyrics to a song. Again, I'm trying not to lead you too much. But just something. Oh, we got some more pens. Look at that. Might even be able to find a hard surface.
I have some pencils.
He said his pen is
a pen and pencil.
Or a pencil.
Sure.
Or a pencil.
Anyone else?
Yeah, let's go.
Mom's got back. No, we're good.
Okay, so for my sister, this is my sister, by the way, Leah Dines. Huge round of applause for Leah.
Two kids graduated.
Her daughter has just graduated high school on Saturday. That's another reason I'm here. Along with being here with you. Another faulty pen. We're going to fire our pen supplier.
Am I supposed to collect these now or not yet?
No, we're not collecting
them
yet. At the end. Okay, so again, it's write something, draw something, a word, a phrase, something, whatever comes to mind. That's all we're doing. Okay? All right, that's that. Now we're moving on.
Meditate or medicate?
Meditate.
In here is my box of medication. Now this is where I get my source of inspiration through my medication. Now I take my medication every single morning. I do not miss a morning because it is so important for the fulfillment and for the energy input or download of my day. Now in here is not a video camera. I'm not watching movies. It's input. I'm going to be taking from my medication, which I take religiously every day. That's a little joke, I guess, religiously taking my medication. That's funny. In there is the secret to the source of the opening of my creativity. I'm going to share that with you in a little bit. but where we are going, because there is a land in between medicating and creating. There is a land where we are going. And this is the land where I'm going to take you. It's a nation. It's one of the best nations off of this earth. It's one of the most fantastic and beautiful, gorgeous nations full of both palm trees and pine trees, of mountains and valleys and puffy white clouds and deep blue skies and rolling hills. It is a nation where we all want to live. It is one of the most popular yet uninhabited nations on this earth. And that nation, it's right next to a nation called procrastination. That nation people don't seem to get out of and come into our nation. For the nation we are heading to, the nation where we want to spend some time in the mornings or the evenings, I'm a morning person, is my favorite nation off of this earth. And this is where we find, through our medication, we are heading here. Now, remember my friend Tony, 105 years old, he didn't get much of his inspiration from movies or TV or the internet. I'm not sure he knew what the internet was. He'd be fascinated when my mom would bring the iPad over and show a picture of me. So he didn't need any of that because he had it all here. Now, he also took his medication every morning to get him to the land of imagination. And the beauty of this land of imagination is that we all have it. Now, what tends to happen in humans is that we have an abundance of imagination when we're born, and in our younger years, up to 7 to 12, in the younger years, we tend to live in that imagination, and often little kids don't know the difference between reality and imagination. And that can be really fun when you talk to the kids and they have a secret friend or a special place. It's magical to talk with little kids and to live into their imagination. But I believe that imagination is where we could spend a little more time as adults. What happens when we grow up is that we move away from our imagination as the world comes down onto us. And this imagination tends to get fogged over and glossed over, and we don't use it to the extent that we could. And again, this is my experience from Tony, but also my own experience, because I have sort of followed in his ways, and I find that medicating into our imagination is a way towards creation. To say one more note about creation, I'm not talking about winning awards. I'm not talking about making a living. I'm not talking about judgment, about how fantastic or beautiful your creation is. It is, welcome, would you like to come sit up front? There's some chairs up here. This is just pure creation. Again, the goal is to create something from nothing. Welcome. We've already gone through a few secrets of long and joyful life. I can fill you in on the easy ones later. One of them involved Wonder Bread and cheddar cheese. That was the easier one. We're on to the simpler but less easy one, but I'll fill you in. Had to do with meditation, getting to imagination, and then arriving at creation. So the goal is creation. The trick is creation. I would challenge you to find a person who creates on a regular basis and ask them about the meaning they have in their life. Now compare that to someone who says, I've watched every episode of Game of Thrones, or I know every TV show since 1987. That to me I don't care about it. It's not important to me. Sure, it's input, it's intake, and it might help your creation. But for me, the success of our lives, the joy of our lives, the meaning of our lives is based on creative output, what we are creating. And so what I would like or challenge you to do is to create. And again, we're not talking an 800-page novel. We're not talking about a film script, movie script. It doesn't matter. I like small wins on a regular basis to build on your successes and to keep it going. Because where we can go to with imagination and creation are to heights that maybe we haven't reached. And these places are, the beauty of it is it's all right here. It's all right here, it's all right here, and it's all right here. This is our mind. This is where the most of our imagination is, in our mind. But it's guided a lot by our heart, by our love, and our what we cherish, what we have passion about, and by our gut. Our gut helps us make decisions. We think decisions are made here. Yeah, some of them. But the important ones are made here, in your gut. It's like the saying goes, a gut decision. So, I'm going to walk us through a small process, and now I'm going to open up my box of medication. Welcome.
Sorry.
It's okay, come on in. There's one last chair over here, or there. I'm about to have the big reveal secret here, so you're just in time. I've already been through Wonder Bread and how to change a car engine in 2 easy steps. You can ask your neighbors about how to do that one. They know it's easy. 2 steps, right? Okay, this is my box of medication, by the way. Okay? But for me, my medication is meditation. I have no pills in this box. I have no pharmacy recommendations. I have some quiet. I have some peace, some calm. Because everything that we need is already within us. We don't need the external sources. We have it all. We really just need to let it out. So in order to get there, welcome. Or she's welcome back. Inside my box of medication, this one is recommended by 5 out of 5 doctors, by the way. The idea here is to allow our imagination to return, because we have it, and we've had it since birth, and we've had it since our younger years. Yet, as we know, it tends to fade away. We even can push it away. We can push it away by saying, oh, I'm not a creative person. We are all creative people. It's just how much we choose to access it, to allow it to come in. The beauty of imagination, and this is what this sounds very light, but he has fun. He has fun in his imagination. I would go to his house and visit, and he would tell me about the characters he was drawing and their personalities and their relationships between this one and that one. And it was all just swimming around in his own imagination. He was never lonely. He lived on his own for the past, 40 years. He was never lonely. He had all of his friends swimming around in his head, all of his stories that he had created over the years. He had all of this in his own head, in his own heart, in his own gut. And we all have this. My medication consists of earplugs. Because what we're doing is we want to, just for a few minutes, is block out the external inputs of the world, because we're going inside. We're going into our own imagination. I have headphones. Now, this is optional. The earplugs are good to block out noises you don't really want to hear, you know, birds or air conditioning, that's okay. But conversations or a radio going on, we don't want to hear that. I like music. I put on music that I like or music that inspires me, and I want to go to another place with it. And then this one is important. Oops. Because again, we're looking to block out our external connection to external sources, the eye mask. Because we have it all inside of us, we just need to let it rise up for a few minutes. Now, if you'll join me for just a few minutes, I'd like to take you to one of my favorite places of imagination. And it's somewhere between Earth and somewhere else. But I'm going to take us there for just a few minutes. And then I'm going to see if that particular place works for you. It's a very special place for me. But each of you has your own place where you will find the most of your imagination. But just as an exercise, I'm going to bring you to a place of mine. Okay? Can we dim lights here a little? Look at that. One of those?
Maybe.
Maybe there, I see one. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice, huh?
Yeah.
That's appropriate. So meditation, by the way, does not need to happen on a mountaintop in Nepal. You don't need to be a monk. You don't need to wear flowing robes. It can be anything that takes you out of your daily, day-to-day life for even just a few minutes. Because then what happens is your imagination is allowed to blossom. So it can be a walk. It can be just a few minutes of quiet. And it's also a bit misunderstood that the goal of meditation is to have zero thoughts. Because the only way that any human has zero thoughts is if you are dead or enlightened. And we are none of, unless you're enlightened, we are not that. So that's all we're shooting for. We're shooting for a slight meandering away from our daily lives for a few minutes to let this imagination arrive. Okay? By the way, creation doesn't necessarily need to be art. For me, this time of meditation gives me help with decision making. Where should my son go to school? What angle should I take on this upcoming project? It comes to me because I have a few moments of clarity when the hustle and bustle of the regular day are out of my way for just a few minutes. I often consider my work day can be finished in 17 minutes in the morning because I have such clarity and such productivity in my mind that I know exactly what I need to do for the entire day. And this can happen in a matter of minutes. So, for just a few minutes, I'm going to take you to a place that I love and miss, and it's just a very special quiet place where I'm going to take you for a few minutes, and I hope that I can bring you a little bit of your own imagination. Okay? If you're comfortable, you can close your eyes for just a few minutes. I won't close mine because I'll fall over up here. And I'm going to take you on a little voyage. So I used to live in San Francisco, and we would go up to the Sierra Nevadas in between California and Nevada. And there are many, many hundreds of lakes up there. But my favorites were called Angora Lakes. And they're built, formed by glaciers. It's a deep little lake, cool but refreshing. Now we're wearing shorts and we're gonna walk out a few steps into the lake. And the lake and the water is so clear. The sky is a deep blue. The trees are a beautiful broccoli green. The clouds are puffy like cotton candy. And as we walk out, the sand settles around our feet and around our toes. But in just a moment, we are going to rustle up that sand. We're going to shake our toes and kick our feet just a little bit to rustle up the granules of sand. Now, up there in those California mountains, there's got to be some gold up there, because now shimmering around our feet are granules of shiny sand and silvery flakes and glittery gold. Now, the trick here is to watch your feet and watch the shiny granules of sand fall back down. And as we're paying attention to the glitter and the shiny and the clarity, there's often one or more, one shiny flake, and that is often an idea or a thought or something from your imagination paying you a little visit. Now, the grains of sand are almost gone, but one of them is still floating. It might be a little lighter than the others. It doesn't quite want to go all the way to the bottom yet. And that one is the message. That one is the idea for you for the rest of your day. And usually that one idea is plenty to keep you going for an entire day. But now we're just going to let that one, because we know what it is, sift down to the bottom. The water is becoming crystal clear again. And now you can see your feet. And you look up into the sky, into the mountains, into the trees. The birds are chirping and the kids are playing. And now you can open your eyes again and be thankful for having visited Angora Lakes in desolation wilderness in the high Sierras. And thank you for coming on this little voyage with me to a place I love and don't really want to share with too many people, because I don't want too many people to go there. It's such a beautiful place. But there's only parking for about 50 cars, so it's not really a problem. And that's it, and welcome back. And that is usually all it takes to get one idea for your day, one moment of creative inspiration, one decision that maybe you've been struggling with, that you might have an answer for, an idea for how to tackle a health issue, maybe a direction on what to do with a family member. For me, these moments of clarity are my medication that I take every single day, and I don't know what I would do without them. because they, for me, are my times of clarity, of my moments of peace. And when I am above and outside of my own self, and my own self is not in the way, because we are usually the biggest hurdles of our own selves. And if we can take just a break, a small break from our own selves on a daily basis for just a few minutes, then we can achieve the long and joyful and meaningful life that I have achieved and that my friend Tony lived every day until he was 105. And the white bread and the slight and the cheddar cheese. Now, I hope I have taken you on a slight journey, and I hope that this inspires you to reach for such heights. I find on a daily basis is best. I'm a little biased. I wrote a book called Every Single Day, and one of my chapters is called It's Not Every Other Thursday, because every other Thursday is too difficult to remember. Every single day is very easy to remember, and we can build these habits, and we can build and grow our imagination, because it's just a muscle. Just like any other muscle in our body, we can build it and use it and grow it. And I can't even begin to tell you what this has done for me in my life. And I hope I can share some of that with you, that on a daily basis, I can help you in some small way. Now, for our final exercise, we're going to turn our paper over, and it's the same instructions as before. We're writing something or drawing something. The exercise is, of course, the difference between when we started here this afternoon and now. And my curiosity is what the difference is with what you drew or wrote when we first met here and now, now that you've been to Angora Lakes and back. So take a few moments, and if we don't have pens, we can share. Let me know if you need a pen, if your neighbor doesn't have one. And again, we're not going for award-winning illustration or anything. Anything that comes to mind. And in fact, that's exactly it. Whatever comes to mind. And maybe it's something now, something a little deeper. Maybe it's something more important. Maybe it's a decision that's come up on your mind. And I'm hoping that I have given you some tools, some tactics, some strategies to help on a daily basis with decisions and directions. And remember, it's not coming from me. I might be standing up here asking you to do all this stuff, but it's all coming from you. And that's the beauty. When I leave here today, you still have all of this. It's all yours. You just have to let it in and create. All right? I'm not going to take your papers. It's your paper. It's for you. If you'd like to share it with me, I'd love to see it. But if it's your own personal before and after, just take that with you. If you do want to share, please, or later. But that was what I had for today. I wanted to take you on my medication little trip there to our imagination, because I think the key is creating. Thank you very much for your time. I will stick around if anybody has any questions. If anybody needs a pen, thank you. I'm going to turn the light a little bit.
I should collect the pens.
We can collect our pens. pens. It didn't work anyway. We need some better pens. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, sorry I was late. I went to that last one, went to lunch, and all of a sudden it's time.
We could give party favors and these terrible pens that don't work. I'm kidding.
They're just dry. You're in Arizona.
Dry pens from Arizona. Does anyone have a question while I'm here? I'm here till Monday. Anything at all?
I have a question.
Oh, I have a question here. Look at this.
Yeah, of course. I'm
Sherman over here, the supplier of our cookies.
How could we best use this here, where we are in Tuscany? How could we make this impact our lives here, in a small way? Do we need to learn meditation techniques? Do we need to come together? How do we get this started?
So she asked how we can use this here at Tuscany. What are some techniques? Do we need to learn some meditation techniques? Could we come together? So meditation, we're back to simple but not easy. I believe it's whatever works for you. It could be the walk in the green belt back here for 10 minutes. It could be sitting quietly with your favorite music. I do prefer not vocals, so there's not a voice, just something background. All we're willing to do. Do you know when we're driving and maybe it's a long road or you're driving on something where you've driven so many times, you know the path exactly, and you're not really paying attention, and all of a sudden you snap out of it and you think, wow, I am not sure I noticed the past three blocks where I was. How did I get here? So, and you know we do this all the time with many things, and even that is a form of meditation, because all we're really looking to do is block out our daily questions and everything in our daily lives and just let that higher level of consciousness, which is always there, but just give it a little space. You also mentioned coming together. I am part of a meditation group. There are 9 of us. We meet once a month on a Monday evening, and we have a meditation session together. Now this, I don't even know how to explain this one, but it is powerful stuff. You'd think we all 9 of us sit there and shoot up heroin or something based on the ideas we get and the clarity we have, but there are no drugs involved at all. It's just 9 people clearing their minds for 20 minutes. So I can highly recommend a meditation group. If you're looking for tactics, there, it's the good news and the bad news. There are so many meditation techniques and ways to do it. I can't even recommend any because there are so many. There's some apps, I think it's really just about stuff like this. Closing off the external world for just a few minutes. And I do feel there is a true power in a collective sense of meditation together. So that's great. But back to simple, simple, simple. Remove old car engine, put a new car engine. It can be as simple as, there's sort of a magic number of 17 minutes for some reason. I don't know why, I heard that number. But it can be 5 minutes. But they say it takes a few minutes to kind of get into it. So give yourself 4 to get in. Keep going for 10. What's that, 3 more to get out? So it does not need to be a long time. You don't need 2 hours or 2 days. I did a 10-day silent meditation retreat once, where we were not allowed to look people in the eye. We were not allowed to speak, write, read, talk, babble, nothing. It was you and your own self for 10 days. And what I learned on this 10-day silent meditation retreat is that you don't need to go on a 10-day silent meditation retreat to learn this. A 10-minute silent meditation retreat can do wonders. Save yourself the 10 days and go for 10 minutes. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I did it, but I don't need to do it again. And after 7 days, it was the first time in my life where I actually felt that I understood what it might be like to be going insane. I'll tell you a little story. Don't tell them, but I'm a writer. Creating, this is my thing. For me, creating is my energy. This does not cost me energy. It provides me energy. If I need energy, I write, I speak, I perform, I'm in front of a camera, I'm writing, I'm drawing, I'm doing anything. Getting it out brings it in for me. So after 7 days of the silent meditation torture retreat, I'm a very honest, straightforward, law-abiding guy, right? I go into the kitchen of the place. I steal a pen. Steal. In this, you know, lovely atmosphere. I steal the pen. Then I go into the bathroom and I pull a toilet paper roll off of the wall, and I'm writing down as fast and furiously as I can because I can't take it anymore. And I roll up my toilet paper and I hide it away and I sneak the pen back in, and I still have that toilet paper to this day. But I needed to create, and I believe we all need to create. We just don't let ourselves do it. So allow yourself a few minutes every single day to let it out. With no judgment, no awards, no expectations. Just see what happens. If you really want to know, I'd give it 10 days. Try it for the next 10 days. You can report back to my mom and let her know. She'll let me know how you're doing. One more quick story. So about my book, Every Single Day. Back in 2012, apparently I was complaining so much about not writing that a colleague of mine who had a project called Monthly Experiments. So he had a thing where every month would be different. One month it was no coffee, or one month it was wake up at 5 a.m., whatever, he made them up. So that month, because he was sick of me not being a writer and not writing, he said, okay, November 1st, 2012 is for you, special for you, it's write every day. And at that point, this was scary for me because I knew I wanted to be a writer, but I was not writing. Now, it's kind of hard to be a writer if you're not writing, but I wasn't doing it. It was an internal turmoil for me, and I was scared to write because I was scared to fail. And my thinking was, if I don't write, I can't fail. That was the safe road. Of course, I was miserable, but I was safe. So on November 1st, 2012, I started writing. And it was painful, and it was ugly, and it was not fun, and I hated it. But after 2 weeks, I felt better. Okay, I can maybe do this. And finally, towards the end of the month, I felt I had gained a little confidence. And I said, maybe I can do this. And finally, after day 30, I said, you know, this wasn't so bad. I mean, it was bad in the beginning, but I'm over that now. I feel like I'm in shape. I'm in writing shape, and I can do this. I said, you know what? I'm going to keep going. And I kept going. And then I hit 100 days. In 100 days, then I hit 365 days, and I wrote every single day. And after 365 days, I went for 2 years. And then I hit 1,000 days. Recently, I hit 2,712. So I've been writing every single day since November 1st, 2012. I write, I start, I middle, I finish. I hit publish. I publish every single day. And believe me, we're not talking award-winning stuff. We're talking getting it out there. But it's public. You can read it all. But My own personal quality level is that I want it to be, quote, publishable. So even if it's going to be short, I want it to be good. But guess who's in writing shape? Guess who's no longer scared of writing? Guess who says, I'm a writer?
You.
Because I'm writing every single day. And this is what I feel with Create as well. If today is your first day of creation and we just did this and it felt a little painful, you know what? Good. It should feel a little awkward because we're not in shape for this. But we have the tools all right here, here, here to do this. And we can grow our imagination muscle, our creation muscle, and get better at it. And I can only, I don't know how to say this. I can't explain to you the joy and meaning I get from creating. It is so much better than the Game of Thrones. It is just, you can all tell me how great the Game of Thrones is, but I would rather hear about what you created. You guys have been wonderful. It's really been a joy to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'll be back in November. Maybe we can come chat again.
Yeah. That'd be a good check-in.
Till then, your mother will take care of us.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Supply you with best cookies. Yes. Thank you all so much for coming. I wish you a wonderful day.